Bucham Abayim to the second in the series of Shiurim on the structure of the Chumash in the eyes of Chazal. We began last time with the Chazaynish and the Simen Kuf Chafei and Eirachayim said in Simen's Parashas HaTorah. And the Chazaynish in Sifkatan Beis, that's where we left off, as we finished Sifkatan Beis, knows that according to Rabbi Akiva, who says both in Chagigah Bavav, actually the source of the Teras Kahanim, in Parshas Bahar, that in fact Moshe Rabbeinu heard all the klolim and pratim of all the mitzvahs, in other words, the general mitzvahs and the details of the mitzvahs at Har Sinai. And after the breaking of the Luchais, so he was taught them again, the second house and the third time he went up to Har Sinai, Aboyim Yom, Aboyim Loila. And then, but nevertheless, he was not commanded to neither write the mitzvahs, nor not only not to write the mitzvahs, but not commanded yet then to impart them, to teach them to Klal Yisrael. And this is clear, because why do we see in the Chumash that the mitzvahs are actually taught, right? Some at Sinai, some at Oil Moye, some at Avos Moyav. The Chumash has no reason to record the mitzvahs over a period of 40 years, right? Except that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he heard the mitzvahs, heard all the mitzvahs, both the klal and pratim and Har Sinai, nonetheless the pratim, the details, or even the mitzvahs in a general sense, were not in fact actually told to the Jewish people, imparted to the Jewish people, except at a later period of time. Now, what's interesting is that based upon certainly one opinion in Gittin, Daf Samach Mem Aleph, says the Chazanish, that even if the mitzvahs were imparted over a period of 40 years, nonetheless the ksiv of the mitzvahs, right, it's Machlokes and Gittin, was actually at the end of the 40 years. So what we get according to Chazanish is that in fact actually we have actually three stages, three tekufas. We have the stage of at Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the entire Torah, namely all of the Tayag mitzvahs and the Pratim he heard at Har Sinai. That's stage number one. Stage number two was actually when he imparted them to the Jewish people. He was Meisah them to Klal Yisrael. Chazanish uses the lashon of Mesira, Mesirasam Yisrael. That this stage, this Tekufa of the 40 years that the mitzvahs were imparted, were taught to Klal Yisrael, took place over a 40-year period. And according to the opinion, which the Chazanish mentions, however, the mitzvahs still were actually an oral tradition, began the Teresh Lealpeh. In other words, Moshe imparted the mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, but they weren't written down yet, because there was not a tzibur writing them down. Finally, at the end of 40 years, since the Chazanish, according, once again, according to the Mandama, that at the very end of 40 years, before his death, then Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, actually writes down all the mitzvahs. Again, the Gemara calls it Teirah Chasuma Nitna. The Teirah was as written down at one time. So it's very really interesting is that what the Chazanish is not saying is necessarily a chiddush. This is apparent. I mean, whoever opens up the Chumash doesn't see all the Tayag mitzvahs, the Klal and Pratim, you know, listed in Parshas Mishpatim, which is called Sinai. But rather, we're forced to say, and the Gemara itself says the mitzvahs were given over a period of time in Oyel Mayed. The Chazanish is mistapek. He raises the question whether all the mitzvahs given at three times, both in Oyel Mayed or Avos Mayed, or part of the mitzvahs. But in any case, anyone who reads the Chumash sees that the mitzvahs actually are imparted along a, in other words, within the period of 40 years. This is a historical development of the Chazanish. So we're forced to say in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was taught all the mitzvahs at Har Sinai, the transmission of the mitzvahs, the imparting, the transmission of the mitzvahs is over a period of 40 years, but nonetheless, this is the mitzvahs are still in a category of what's called the oral law, the Teirah Shebe'al Peh. And later, at the very end of the 40 years, they're written down, then it becomes the Teirah Shebichsav, the Teirah Habosu Alama from Moshe Rabbeinu, Zoysa Teirah Shesom Moshe. Okay, now.
Moshe at the end really wrote down the history of how he gave those mitzvahs during
Enochami, right, that seems to be. Now, what's interesting is, what I wanted to remark is, and we're actually going to, this is actually going to be the purpose of all of this series of lectures, is to show so much how Chazal actually viewed the structure of the Chumash. What's interesting is that this structure seems to me to actually reflect actually the history of the oral law, at least according to Rav Shirir HaGoyim. Rav Shirir HaGoyim has a very famous letter. It's called the Egeres of Shirir HaGoyim. It actually is published as actually an entire sefer. And Rav Shirir HaGoyim writes this letter in response to to someone who asked him, in fact, actually, how is the oral law transmitted? I don't know whether someone actually asked him the question or whether it's a response to the Karoyim, to the Karaites. In any case, I leave that to the scholars for their many myriad interpretations. But actually, one of the questions that's raised from Shirir HaGoyim, the copy I'm using is the copy of Levine. His name is Dr. Binyamin Menashe Levine. And this is copy Shirir HaGoyim has, as we all know, there are two Kisvayad, actually two manuscripts, one which is called the French, one is called the Spanish. And this is actually sort of like a scholarly edition of Binyamin Menashe Levine that was put out many, many years ago. I think it was republished about 40 years ago. And it contains both the French and the Spanish editions. Now, the fact is that one of the questions, that is addressed, the question that's posed to Rav Shirir HaGoyim is that if in fact the oral law, right, dates certainly to the Anshagas of Adela, before that, to Har Sinai, and even the Mishnayos, right? Why is it that if we look at the corpus of the oral law, which is Mishnah, the Tanayim who are quoted are actually Tanayim that actually come later in history? In other words, let's say the earliest Mishnah is Hillel Shah, maybe a little bit before that, but we're speaking about Tanayim that are about 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. What about all the transmission of the oral law from the time of the Anshagas of Gedolah? Where are all these people? Where are these Kadmai? Who are these people? In other words, the Mishnayis, our oral law, records Tanayim who are actually later on in Jewish history. That the earliest Mishnayis around the time of Hillel Shammai, a little bit before that, that's 100, 150 years before the Churban HaBayis. And then, in other words, most of the Tanayim are actually after the Churban HaBayis. What about before Hillel Shammai? What about before? Okay, there's some isolated Mishnayis, but very, very few. The corpus of Jewish law begins 100, 150 BC, right? That's the origin of the oral law. Now, actually, this question is being asked in proper response of the Karaites. The Karaites probably were accusing Chazal of making up their own religion. So, if Shirir HaGoyim is coming here to defend the fact, to explicate, how do we, in fact, actually account for the fact that the texts of the Mishnah, right, do not date back much earlier than that of Hillel and Shammai? And of course, it would be sacrilege to say, Chas v'Shalom, the Hillel Shammai made up the Torah Shebi'al Peh. That's the question that's asked. Now, it's very, very interesting. What's the answer that he gives? The answer he gives is not so clear. Actually, it is clear, but you actually really wade through it and understand it. But on page 22, the Shirir HaGoyim says, that before the Churban HaBayis, he says, there was a Mesira from Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud, right? And it says, Kol chad v'chad megam aloi l'talmidei, and every person which teaches Talmidim, ka'odim shemesap l'chaveva, like any person speaks to his friend, like I'm speaking to you, so therefore, before the Churban HaBayis, that basically, in other words, the Rebbe would transmit or teach his Talmidim, based on Lashon Shiyotza, any language that he wanted. And in fact, the people had to actually reach Halachot Tishos, and so they reached that in the Sanhedrin. They would get together against the Sanhedrin, Ilus Kasagozis, and Sanhedrin after that, whatever, right? And they would come to a halachic consensus. Now, what's interesting is that afterwards becomes the Tekufa, the era what we call the Tanayim. Right? And Rav Shirir HaGoyim, if I go back actually to page 18 there, he speaks about that each Tana would have his own way in which he transmitted Mishnah. He speaks on page 18 earlier that he speaks about the Mishnah, and every Tana, because of Anyanka, Kavanoki, every Tana has his own way of transmitting Mishnah. Now, if we put one and one together in the Agezah Shira Goyim, it comes out very interesting like this. What I think, and the way I understand Shira Goyim is saying is that the beginning of the Mishnayot as we know it, Shammai, Hillel, this is the beginning of an oral text. I think what Shira Goyim is saying is that before Hillel and Shammai, there was a Tereshi Baal Peh. But like Hashur Goyin says, each Rebbe taught the Talmud in his own language, like a person speaks to another person. When I'm speaking to you, there's no text. Perhaps maybe someone's going to take this HaTorahFirstOfAll.com, you know, lecture in Shia and print it up and it'll become a text next year. But I hope not. But in any case, there's not a text. In other words, Hashur, and then, okay, and by the way, Derech Agav is Hashur Goyin in the French edition, which we know from Professor Yaakov Nochum Epstein, which is the Balab edition, Shul Goyim actually doesn't mention anywhere the writing of the Tereshu Benin of the Mishnah. And if you look at the series of lectures, the redaction of the Talmud, which comes from Shul, you'll see that the position of yours truly is that actually the writing, even of the Mishnayos, was first in the 11th century. In any case, that's certainly the writing was after the time of the Mishnah, the time of the Goyim, and the opinion of as we know, of Isaac Stein in his Perush on the Smag, Peter of Rashi, in several places in Shas. In any case, what I want to say is that according to the Shira Goyim, we have actually three eras. We have an era in which the Torah was taught without a text. The Torah Shofar was somehow taught without a text. It was taught from Rebbe to Talmud in the Lashon of the Rebbe to the Talmud, like one person speaks to another person. When you speak to another person, you don't speak to the text. Then, at a later point, probably like right before the Chorban, we already have texts of the Mishnah, Hillel and Shammai. And the concept of an oral text continued through the period of the Mishnah until Rebbe, which is the beginning of the 3rd century, and then probably, and also too, there was an oral text of the Gemara, which is until about the 5th, 6th century, Rabbi Rav Ashi, and it continued through the Goinim, and finally was committed to writing in the 11th century. So what we have is we have, in my opinion, three tekufas. Now, I want to claim that these three eras correspond to the way the Chazon Ish is presenting the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That Moshe Rabbeinu is taught the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. That represents the pre-Chorban era. In fact, I want to quote the Pasuk, Kasher Yidah Be'ish HaRayehu. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, like a person speaks to his friend. Maybe there's a Rebbe that I'm sure going to that. Let's be sure going another time. Now, that Tekuf, now, so therefore, Moshe Rebbe's Rasina, that's the Tekuf, Kashir, the Yidabe Isha Reyeo, the Ponim El Ponim, that's the Mesila of the Rebbe to the Talmud. And that's an Rasina, and that's all the Klavan brought there. Shur Goyim says, there's nothing that was Mishadish. Then after that, when Moshe Rabbeinu transmits, imparts the Torah to Jewish people, that's the text. That's the text of the Chumash. That's the Kufa, the Tanaim, and the Mohayim. And finally, at the very end of the Abayim Shana, when Moshe Rabbeinu writes down the Chumash, I'm claiming it's the 11th century, you could say it's the 8th century, you could say it's the 6th century. At that time, that's called the Ksiva, the Torah Shebi'al Peh. And that I claim is the end of the Abayim Shana. So in the Chazon Ish, the way the Chazon Ish presents the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, we see clearly that within the structure of the Chumash, we have actually encapsulated the structure of the history of the oral law, which is a very, very interesting remark I want to make. Okay, now, I want to go on a little further in the Chazon Ish. And I want to begin with Sif Katan Gimel. Once again, we're in Simen Kuf Chafayin Erechayim, Sidur Nesinas Parshas HaTeira, in the edition of Chazon Ish, which is the traditional edition, is page 426. And says the Chazon Ish, Uva'avos Mayav Nishtalish Loi. There was a Torah was imparted a third time, at least there was a third time, the Torah was imparted, right? In Avos Mayim. Once again, the first time is at Har Sinai, the second time is in Oil Mayim, the third time is in Avos Mayim. That basically the volume. They part of the Midbar too. For Ha'isa Shechina medaberes b'toy k'rinu shomayisha. Right? So the Shechina spoke, right, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, why is the Chazanish referring to Shechina medaberes b'toy k'rinu? So I see here, the Chazanish, in these very few words, right, is actually referring to the, to Devarim. Right? Now, the issue we know with Devarim is, I mean, the basic subject matter is that we know the Gemara says, for example, in Megillah, that between the Klolos and Vayikra and the Klolos and Devarim, because the Klolos and Devarim was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara says in Megillah. So the question is, in Devarim that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, though, of course, the entire Torah is Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu, Gviya Gvura. So how do we square that with Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Devarim, he's speaking in first person, a good part of Devarim, with the fact that we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, like the Rambam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Rambam, Paschus does not add or subtract any word, the Ramban says it himself. So the Ramban actually discusses this in Parshas Veschana, in Perakei and Pasakei, and there he's speaking about the Aseres HaDibros as they appear in Parshas Veschana. Ramban noticed, and of course it is noticed, I mean, the Ramban was not the first one to notice this, everybody who reads the Chumash notices this, that in Parshas Veschana, instead of saying in the mitzvah of Shabbos, in the Aseres HaDibros, instead of saying Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kodshoi, it says Shama Yom HaShabbos L'Kodshoi. That's what the Torah says. So the Ramban says, I'm now in Perakei, in the Shevel's edition, Sim is Daf Shin Samarvav. So says the Ramban, I'm reading for the Ramban on the Torah. The reason I'm reading for the Ramban on the Torah, among other things, is because the Chassidish has been following the Ramban. So I assume whatever the Chassidish is going to say is, after he has looked at the Ramban. The Hizchil of Barlaam Shamar, Bavokam Zachar. And Moshe begins explaining them Shomer in the place of Zachar, al derech ha-pshat. It was al derech ha-pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu explained them Shomer instead of Zachar, in place of Shomer. I'm sorry, explained them Shomer in place of Zachar. V'yaldas Rabbi Seinu, according to Peter of Chazar, once again, the Ramban as usual distinguishes what's called Das Rabbi Seinu, what's called the Pshat of the Chumash. Ein Mikri Yitim Adi Pishutai is the trademark of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ha-Bach Gimel and Aleph and Shabbat. Right, B'dibo Echad Nemo. According to Chazal, that's Rabbi Seinu. Shal Zach was said by Dibur Echad. Ubir Lahem Zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them this. Kihem Kulam Yoidim Zacha. Right? They all knew Zacha. V'hu Yoidiyam Ki Shama Nehme Ima. Very just like this. Rabban Lishitasi holds that the Aseres HaDibros, they heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Moshe Rabbeinu repeated over to them the words, right? That's the Shita of Ramban, which we actually spoke about last time. Now, that was in Shemayim. Now, so what did they hear? What Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Dibros, as they were imparted to him, transmitted from Mipya Kavura, he told them Zachar. That was at Har Sinai. That was during Matan Torah. However, now, right, he was, so according to Chazal, now he was informing them that Shomer was said exactly right at the same time as Zachar was said. Once again, what the Ramban is trying to learn the Chumash of Chazal. If Chazal say Shomer was Zachar was said at one time, so therefore why in Shemai does it say Zachar and why in Devarim it says Shomer? We have to say, says the Ramban, that really Moshe Rabbeinu heard Shomer was Zachar. But what he imparted to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai was Zachar. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that you should know something that Shomer was said at the same time. And he goes on and says, right, and then he brings al derech ha-emes. Once again, I don't know any Kabbalah, so I can't tell you what derech ha-emes is, right? Gam b'chol, right, Mishnah Torah ki Moshe yidamik ki mipi ha-gvura. That's what he wants to say, that in the Devarim 2, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks mipi ha-gvura. But what does it mean to say Moshe Rabbeinu speaks? So I want to say that's what the Ramban is saying, that Shechina b'davar is b'tah k'roinai. That even though, in other words, even Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it's b'pi agvora, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it, he's saying it b'pi agvora, which means Shechina b'tah k'roinai. He's the mouthpiece for the Shechina too. But in any case, what the Ramban is saying is that either way, when we learn our da'as of b'tah or we learn da'as of pshat, that in fact Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says Shabor, is explaining what was said to him, what he heard, when he heard Zachar. Which means, it's like halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. In other words, the category of the Rambam, that there are certain halachas b'kubalos, which the Rambam speaks about this in his Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka, and actually he brings this in the Hakdama to the Penush of Mishnayos, that the certain mitzvahs, that in fact actually the mitzvahs were given in Perusha. Now, this is a case of much more, this is not the case of this, that, you know, that in other words, Zohar and Shomor said at the same time. But I want to claim over here, when Moshe Rabbeinu says Shomor, right, he's being Mavar then, what Zohar is. And that's, I think that's Lashon Ramban. B'dechil Levar Lehem Shomor Mokam Zohar. Meaning, I want to say that the Pshat of the Ramban is that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying a taich. He's actually saying the Pshat is, when it says Zohar, means Shomor. And my raya for this is very simply, the Gemara says there are several places that, you know, the Gemara says in Chafel and Beis and Brochus, the Gemara says the Nashim are Chayiv in Kiddush. And the Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, whoever is Chayiv in Zach, in Shomer, are Chayiv in Zachar. How did Chazal know this? The answer is very clearly. I want to claim that, what does it mean Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachar? Remember the Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim is saying what Zohar means is you should remember not to do malacha. You should remember not to do malacha. And actually, a guy from the Rambam, the Rambam says the best time to do Kiddush before Shabbos begins. The Rambam says that in Perek Lamed in Hilchos Shabbos. Meaning that what? The purpose of the Kiddush is to remember not to do malacha. And that's what it means. Where is B'Shamar is B'Zohar too. Because the meaning of B'Zohar is you remember the Shabbos not to do malacha. It is true that halacha, the Magen Avraham says, if you speak b'shamar Shabbos, as a din of kiddush. But actually, I want to claim that when the Chazal says, whoever is b'shamar is b'zachar, Migul Asher is saying is, how are we supposed to remember the Shabbos? Remember the Shabbos, but not doing malacha. In other words, you make kiddush, you remember not doing malacha. That's why, according to the Rambam, the rest of the kiddush has to be before Shabbos begins. It's good to know malacha, it's good to know not to do malacha before the Shabbos begins. In any case, what do we see over here is, that in Avos Mayav, right, Shechina Vadeus B'Tekonah Shal Moshe, this is an example that Moshe Rabbeinu is imparting the divine meaning of the word. Shomer is the meaning of Zachar. In other words, if I don't know what Zachar B'Shamas Kach, remember for what? Let's just remember about the Shabbos. The answer is Shomer, not to do Malach. And that's what Chazal say, whoever is B'Shomer is B'Zachar. That's why we're not having Kiddush. So in other words, here's an example where in fact we see clearly that what we call what's called a Perush Mekubal of the mitzvahs, the oral law, Lachal Moshe Mesinai, not what the Rambam says literally, but the Rambam says all Perush Mekubal Lachal Moshe Mesinai means, for example, like Pri Eitz Hadar, the Rambam says, I mean, that's a Vayin Esrog. There was that part of the oral law that was given Moshe Rabbeinu in Piyakvura. So here too we see that actually in the text of the Chumash, we have a prototype, an example of a halacha mekubal. In other words, a pelush, an understanding of a mitzvah in the Torah. Shomer is the meaning of zachar, just like in our oral tradition, in the Torah Shbi'al Peh, esrog is what the Pasuk Priyas Hadar is referring to. So, Chazal saw in the structure of the Chumash the concept of a Perish Makobo, of a translation or interpretation of the meaning of a word itself in the Chumash. And that's what we see over here. Okay, now, goes on, the Chazan Ish, going for the Chazon Ish. Once again, Sivkot and Gimel. Over Avos Mayav Dishtalishloi. In other words, for the third time, the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, was actually transmitted to the Jewish people, given to the Jewish people. For I said Shechina the Beis Mitzvah Kodesh on Moshe, like we explained above, before in the Rabban. When the Stav the Ksiv was, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded at the end of the 40 years to write out the Torah. Once again, I think the Chassidus is emphasizing the fact that writing the Torah was at the end of the 40 years. Now,
does it actually say that anywhere that Moshe was commanded to write it then?
Well, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Ben Aleph in Sifkat and Beis. He says, Terech Hasuma Nitna, which means the end of 40 years. And the fact that he mentions Ksiva, Ba'avos Mayav, because according to the Perush that it was each Parsha, right, was Ksiva, so he would have been commanded before Avos Mayav, but not on Mayav. Parsha the Chassidus is going with the Shita. That in fact actually the Ksiv was afterwards, which actually is a sheet of Rashi, Taisvis, and the Stein, the Smog, in the writing down the oral law. Okay, I'm sure going to him, my opinion. L'chtoi b'ois, now, how is he commanded to write? So it's interesting, he didn't write the Torah, all the mitzvahs, a list of mitzvahs. He wrote the mitzvahs in the way that the mitzvahs were actually, in fact, transmitted throughout the 40 years, and the Chazon Ish says, L'chtoi b'ois ha-loshen, he actually had to write it in the exact loshen, hanem aloi, which was told to him, kol pasha pasha, every pasha, b'shashat tavim, it's the only Yisrael. In other words, every pasha that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted along throughout the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of 40 years was commanded to write it, every pasha, when it was transmitted. Not when it was transmitted, he didn't write it when it was transmitted, it means he was supposed to write down a record. At the end of 40 years, he wrote down a record of how the parashas were transmitted. There were those parashas that were transmitted on the Mayed. He wrote them in Vayikra. Those in Avos Mayed. He wrote down the end of Amidbar and Devarim. And he wrote them down in the same Lashon that they were transmitted. Because we know that the parashas, even the parashas that are repeated, they're repeated in different Lashonot, right? V'haya behen mitzvah dichtavu b'lashon shem lo b'sinai. Some mitzvahs is written down in the Lashon in which they were said at Sinai. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was around Sinai. Sinai means Yisrael Mishvatim. Or mitzvah dichtavu b'lashon shem lo b'halamayim. And then the mitzvahs that were imparted and said a certain Lashon on Lashon, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these down at the end of 40 years in that Lashon that was said on Lashon. Right? V'yesh b'lashon shem avos mayim. Now some mitzvahs were said in the way they were said in avos mayim. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down Zochas Shema Shabbos Lekotsh. Right? That's the way it was said at Sinai. But in Avos Mayim, when he said Shema Shema Shabbos Lekotsh, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down Shema Shema Shabbos Lekotsh. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that exactly the way the Mitzvah was transmitted at every stage. Okay?
In Devarim, Hashem was dictating to Moshe still?
No! Moshe Rabbeinu was just transmitting the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu
was writing the way it was said in Avos Mayim.
In Avos Mayim, he said, Shama Shemes Kavis, Shemes Kavchai.
God or Moshe?
Well, Shechina Medaberes Betek Rainai. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in the name. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is somehow inspiring and speaking that language. Whatever Shechina Medaberes Betek Rainai means. Once again, at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael hears noise, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them what was said, and Moshe Rabbeinu imparts them the mitzvah, Zocha Shem Shabbos L'Kotshei. And Avos Mayim, Moshe Rabbeinu has been mevarer what Zocha means. We tell Klal Yisrael, according to Ramban, in Chazal, what was said together was Zocha, and he said Shalom L'Kotshei. So at the end of the 40 years, when he wrote down the Torah, when he wrote down Shabbos, and there's sales and difference at Sinai, he wrote down Zocha, and when he wrote down the Dibras, as Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael in Beschan, and he wrote down Shammah. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Okay? Now, V'yesh v'na mitzvah shehuv, v'dishtal shehuv. The Sun mitzvah appears several times, right? For example, Shemitah appears in Mishpatim, and appears in Vayikra. Actually, we're told Vayikra, and I was at Al-Sidim. Is that important? In other words, basically, the Sun mitzvah appears several times. Since it appears several times, right? The main mitzvahs appear several times. So Moshe Rabbeinu, every time these mitzvahs were transmitted, the Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them down, right? And recorded the time they were transmitted. And in the Lashon, the language they were transmitted. The Chol Ksivasa Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. Of course, the Ksiv is Al Pi Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu did not add an extra letter or subtract any letter. Every ksibas al piyach kodesh baruch hu, right? Like Ramban says in the Sakdama, Moshe Rabbeinu is kaseifa, hamatik miseifa. Okay? Vine. Okay, now. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to write. Vine, says the Ramban, says the Chazon Ish, Vine nischalf al hashoynes bekama mitzvos, hanemu besina v'omoyu v'avos moyu. Says the Chazon Ish, he has a question. Why are the mitzvahs given at every stage in a different lashon? In Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the 40 years, no, this is what's proved, is going according to the opinion, Chasuma Nitna. In other words, if you write down the mitzvahs at the time they were transmitted, so of course you're going to write the time, you're going to write them, right, in the way that they were transmitted. In other words, if Moshe Rabbeinu write down at Har Sinai, he's going to write Zohar. He writes down the Vavan, he writes down Shama. But Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the 40 years, writes all the mitzvahs in retrospect. He didn't have to write Zohar. He didn't have to write Zohar one place in Shama, but he could have said Zohar for Shama. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of 40 years, write down the mitzvahs in the different ways in which they were transmitted throughout the 40-year history of the Midbar? He didn't have to do it. There's no sense in doing that. Why? Just write down all the Klum and Pratim and just write down a million of mitzvahs, like the Rambam, Sefer mitzvahs. Oh, this is the question that Chazon Ish is addressing. Interesting.
This is a new question.
So the Chazon Ish gives a very, very interesting answer. The answer to the Chazon Ish is, have I answered the question?
It's all the claims about Rabbi Akiva, right?
We're assuming Rabbi Akiva, right? This whole thing goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Although right now, you don't need Rabbi Akiva, you need Rabbi Shmuel too. Because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are only, even the Chazon Ish Rabbi Shmuel too. I mean, at the end of the 40 years, I know all the Pratim anyway in history. Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel are only arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, doing that boy and yoy. But everybody agrees that the mitzvahs, either according to Rabbi Shmuel, they were revealed, according to Rabbi Akiva, they were transmitted piecemeal throughout 40 years.
They agree about the bar.
Yeah, everybody agrees about everything, right.
At the end, they knew everything.
Right, at the end, everybody knows everything, okay? It's only history of what you've been heard in how to see that. Vine, says the Chazon Ish, Nischal po l'shoynes, b'kama mitzvahs, hanemois b'sina v'oimoy v'avaz moyoy. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu command Moshe Rabbeinu to change the lashon of the mitzvahs that were given either at Sinai or Moed Avos Mayed? Of course, that was the way they were transmitted. But why? If you're writing at the end of 40 years, so make a summary. V'hu l'ramiz lano, says the Chazon Ish, this comes to give us allude to, right? Es ha-teira ha-nemeres lo'y l'meishe b'sina b'yalteh. The Torah that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai B'Yalpeh, Kfi Shekiblu Chazal L'Droish HaSachaseiret HaSyaseiret HaChalifais, the way Chazal, right, received the tradition to learn the Chaseiret HaSyaseiret HaChalifais, to learn how to douse it, how to expound upon either things that are missing words, missing letters, or extra words, extra letters, or khalifas, or changes of Lashon. Now, this language of the Chazon Ish is Darshani. What does the Chazon Ish mean by this? So, the Chazon Ish understands, let's back up and see something very, very interesting. I've already mentioned that according to the Chazon Ish, the what we call the Teres Shebichsav, the Chumash, was for 40 years a Teres Shebialper. It was a Teres Shebialper. I mean, according to the Chazon Ish, everything's written down first at the end of 40 years. It's a Teres Shebialper. Now, the Parshiyos, the way the mitzvahs are, the way the mitzvahs appear, they appear in different places, in different Lashonis. Now, when Chazal see different Lashonis, different mitzvahs, how did Chazal know to darshan? How did Chazal know to expound upon these things? You know, maybe something's missing, something here, missing there, this and that. How did Chazal know to expand upon these things? Well, first of all, the Chazon Ish is saying is that the mitzvahs were personal. First of all, the first part of the Chazanish is the mitzvahs were purposely written in this manner. In other words, the mitzvahs were purposely written with differences between them. In other words, there were shenanigans that were left out, that were added, etc., etc., the way we see in the Chumash. Why do mitzvahs appear in different lashonos? Right? So, in other words, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he dictated the Torah, or when he commanded the Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Torah, was matpid on the different changes of lashon that the mitzvahs were taking different parts. Which means that why? What does that mean? Why, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, is actually matpid on this, why is that telling us? The telling this is that the Torah should be al peh for a very great part is based upon the fact that there's differences in the way the mitzvahs are transmitted in different places. In other words, we see, for example, many times Chazal will mark that the Torah says one thing here and the mitzvah said another place somewhere else. And the Chazal will make a tzrichusa. They'll say we learn from different things. Now, if I know, in fact, actually, that this difference was intentional, so in fact, what's being communicated to us in the writing of the Torah? What's communicated in the writing of the Torah is if the differences in the way the mitzvahs, right, are written down, right, is actually going to express the fact that there are differences. Why? Because in fact, the transmission of the Torah, there was a Torah Shem Yalpeh, and the way the mitzvahs were written reflects the Torah Shem Yalpeh that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, which gives significance to these differences. So, for example, let's just give a very simple example. In other words, a gzeirah shavah. Gzeirah shavah, the Chazal is that the Torah speaks about two things in two different places, right? And for example, they have a word in common. Why should I have a word in common? And so it speaks about it. What the word in common? So the word in common is because this is coming to be beramis to us that the fact that word in common was intentional. This, and actually, but let me say, Chazal speaks about Yisaelis. According to the Shita of most Tanoim, in order to explicate a Gezeirah Shavah, I need a word which is Muf, I need an extra word. So why would the Torah write an extra word in one place? So we see this was done intentionally to tell us that since it's an extra word in one place, an extra word in two places, too, if you need Muf, the Mishnah, stop it. So this was done in order that we should know that there's an equation, that the oral law, that the meaning of this is that the dictation of the psukim with the extra word, which is not needed, is coming to communicate to us that the two matters are actually being equated to what's called a gzeirah shavah. Which means that, in other words, the Torah, the way the Torah is written, according to the Chazanish, is coming to explain to me, or coming to reflect the structure of the Torah Shopeh, the oral law. So in other words, when the Torah adds something, that's coming to reflect the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught that this pasuk is, in fact, actually coming for a ribah, coming to add something. When the Torah, right, when there's a chaser or something missing, so this is coming to reflect the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the pasuk, he was taught actually as part of the Torah Shabbat that, you know, we're supposed to exclude something, there's an exclusion. So in other words, the writing of the Torah, according to the Chazanish, it's coming to reflect the oral law that was taught together, or the methodology of the oral law that was taught together with the Torah Shebichsav. Which means is that the Chumash in the eyes of Chazal, the structure of the Chumash of the eyes of Chazal, is coming to reflect the Torah Shebi'alpeh. That's what the Chazanish, in my opinion, has come to do. Now, what's very interesting is that I want to claim that the Chazanish needs my Haskamah, but I want to say there's a a Gemara, a famous Gemara, which I want to actually learn as which based upon the Chazon Ish's idea, it's given beautiful expression Chazal. The Gemara says in Shabbat, in Brachas, Tafeim and Aleph, I think it's Chav Ivya, says, right? The Gemara says, from here we see the Moshe Rabbeinu was given Gemara, was given Mishnah, right? Okay, was given the Sosa Dibrois and Nevi'im Ksuv, was given Mishnah and Gemara. How do we understand the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishnah, given Mishnah and Gemara? How is that true? Okay, so some people are going to learn the Gemara literally, the Tanakh of Moshe Rabbeinu was given Mishnah and Gemara. I mean, some Rishonim said it without learning that literally. I would like to propose a different pshat. When it says Moshe Rabbeinu was given Mishnah and Gemara, it doesn't mean the actual Mishnah and Gemara were given, but when Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated the Torah, he was given the methodology of Mishnah and Gemara. Because if the writing of the Torah expresses, right, the Torah should be alpeh, right? So in fact, actually, Moshe Rabbeinu was given at Har Sinai, right, a Torah whose transmission and writing which reflects that transmission reflects the Torah should be alpeh, which could be called Mishnah and Gemara. So in other words, that's what Chazal meant. The structure of the Chumash, according to Chazal, reflects the structure of the Torah should be alpeh, and that's what the Chazanish is understanding. In other words, the 40 years was actually a Torah should be alpeh, and it could possibly be that it means that what is that? In fact, all the drushes of Chazal, in other words, all the drushes of Chazal made from Pesukim, the Torah was written in a way to reflect that drasha. So like I said, for example, I spoke about a gezera shavah, which is muftim, maybe shnei stadim. So a word was added in every pasuk to reflect the equating of those two inyanim. Yeah.
When Chazal are making these drashas, are they, in the Rav's opinion, making drashas that Moshe Rabbeinu knew and implied in the text?
The Rambam would say no. But I think the Rambam would say no. We know the Shitas Rambam. Shitas Rambam is not like that. The Shitas Rambam, as the Shitas Rabbi Akiva, is not like that either. Shitas Rambam is not like that, but it doesn't make a difference though. What happened is, I want to claim that the drashas of Chazal saw in the structure of the Chumash a structure which is expressed in the way they would dash in the Psalkim. Now, it might be, for example, there could be a machlokes hadash and a gezeira shava. So we can't say, I mean, turn the Rambam would say, we can't say the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu dash and that gezeira shava. I mean, we've spoken about this in the Gelamidas. But nonetheless, however, there's a lot, the drosh of the gezeira shava comes from the structure of the chum itself. Chazal saw in the structure of the chum itself a gezeira shava to be darshan. That's what I want to say. In other words, the motivation of Chazal was not that they made it, they brought it from the Greeks. Like Lieberman says, we spoke about the Yikim Amidin. But the Chazal saw in the very structure of the Chumash, the structure of the Gezeira Shava. Because if I, in fact, actually tell you one thing about one thing, I tell you another one about another thing, and I use an extra word each time I tell it to it, an extra word is a Gezeira Shava, I use in both places, clearly I'm coming to signal to you that I'm equating both matters. And the Gezeira Shava is based upon a Hekesh.
So Moshe Rabbeinu did intend when he wrote it. He intended to be similar in some way.
Well, that's al pi Hashem. But that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was coming to actually express to what's right in the structure of the oral law too.
So you're separating, the Rambam wants to separate the Gezeira Shava from the meaning of from the token of the Gezeira Shava, from the intention. Halacha, that's not from the Gezeira Shava. They're always saying the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hashem dictated to Moshe.
The Yud Gimel Amid is, when we say the Yud Gimel Amid is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, what are we saying there? Is that if you look at the structure of the Chumash, we can see clearly the Yud Gimel Amid is. Little minutes are
without any meaning for the.
Right, no, Chazal might come along and dash in the Gezer Shava, whatever Gezer Shava they dash
in. The Gezer Shava is there as a blank, and Chazal come and fill it.
Right, right, but the structure of the Chumash, right, the structure of the Chumash suggests the drash of the Gezer Shava. The structure of the Chumash suggests a klal l'prat klal. Why would, for example, the Pasuk say a klal l'prat klal? It's coming to suggest a klal l'prat klal. In other words, in all the different Lashonos, like we Shava v'zocha. That's what I'm saying. That's what the Chazanish is claiming here. The Chumash is l'rames. The Rambam means is that when the Chazal, the Yogim of the Chazal were actually the structure of the Chumash which Chazal saw, which exempted this, you know, the oral law. That's what I'm saying. That's what the Chazanish is saying. Okay, now. How much time do you have? Okay, now. I want now come to an interesting thing which I'm going to speak about as I elaborate next week. Rabbi Akiva says that the klal l'pratim were given at Sinai. It's on Rabbi Yishmael. And the Chazon Ish now is quoted Rabbi Akiva. Now, it's interesting. How does Rabbi Akiva know the klal l'pratim at Sinai? So Rabbi Akiva gives a precedent, Shemitah. We know that the halachas of Shemitah are in Mishpatim, and there. The Shemitah is given in a general way. Klalim. In Parshas Bahar, Shemitah, they're pratim. So, Rabbi Akiva said, just like Shemitah, and it says in Bahar Sinai, that the pratim were given in Bahar Sinai, even though it's located in Vayikra. So comes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, just like the Klalim Pratim of Shemitah were given at Har Sinai, so all the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Now, what type of a drasha is that? Maybe not. On the contrary, maybe because Klalim Pratim of Sinai, maybe the Kohen said at Sinai, but by Shemitah, is mashma the mitzvah, not like that. Okay, now, you know, the Rishonim speak about this, the Ramban speaks about this, the Rabbi, maybe the Rabbi Akiva is relying upon what it says at the very end of Sefer Yikra, El HaMitzvahs, Rabbi Yamal Sinai. I don't want to go into all the Rishonim on this, but I want to say something very interesting. What aspect of the Torah Shebi'al Peh is being expressed by this? So I'm going to propose something. I'm going to speak about this in detail mitzvah next time. We know that the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam says in Perek Beis in Hilchas Mamre, that if a Sanhedrin comes to the Sanhedrin, dash into Pasuk in a certain way, let a Sanhedrin come along and overturn the drasha. And you don't need a Sanhedrin that's called a B'chachul V'minyan. That's the Shita Saramba. In Perl Beis, Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Mamre. I'm basically going to Shitasai in the Shevet Sheni, that most of the Rosh is always called the Rabbanan, meaning that the din is the Eraisa, but they were generated by Chazal. This is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam is the Shain is the Mishnah in the Atom of the Mishnah Torah. How did the Rambam know that a second Sanhedrin could overturn in a Drosha first Sanhedrin? How did Rambam know that? It's interesting. Because the Mishnah, I think these are Raya, the Wakat, the letter of Merayim, or earlier Merayim. Okay, I'm not sure that's the strongest Raya. Who says we're speaking about drushes? About the coins of what I want to claim in the redaction of the Shas, and I'm already making drushes. So there's an old Sameach that wants to bring a Raya from Hillel and Samach Bavala from Psachim. Hillel comes to B'nai Beseira. But who says there that Hillel was coming to overturn a halacha? Could possibly be like the Meiri, the Rishonim say that they knew the halacha, and Hillel was just supplying the this. However, I want to claim, it's very interesting, one of the guys that I think. The main guy of the Rambam is actually Rabbi Akiva himself. We see that many times there's a drasha of an early generation is actually by Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in Samachim and Beis and Shabbos that v'hadba nidasa chacham harishkenim harishainim said that a halacha drasha for this pasuk lo yifakas isha when she's a nida actually by Rabbi Akiva and dash in the pasuk that she has to be tayvel. Look at the Yaivitz there. I claim it's clear, Yaivitz is an example, Rabbi Akiva is coming to overturn the drasha of the Skenim and Rishayim. our clan left the Makor of the Rambam. And I believe in Chavavim Beis, in Saita, the Maratz Chayat Asher brings a raya similar to this to the Rambam Shita. Now, so Rabbi Akiva understood that a later Sanhedrin can overturn the drash of your Sanhedrin. I want to claim, this is what Rabbi Akiva is saying here in the Teres Kahanim. The Klol Mepratim were given at Sinai, meaning that what? Since they were given at Sinai, Rabbi Akiva was Teresh Kisi Oisius, a later Sanhedrin could overturn a drash of a previous Sanhedrin. Because ultimately, we'll say that those Klol HaPratim were given at Sinai too. I want to claim that Rabbi Akiva in the Teres Kahanim is expressing his Shita, which he learned from the Chumash, because why by oil my head should it say Baal Sinai regarding Shemitah? That Rabbi Akiva saw what it said in Bahar is the source for this din, then one could come along and make a drasha and claim and overturn the previous Sanhedrin, because if that drasha is La Mita Yishal Torah, it was given at Sinai. And Rabbi Akiva saw the structure of the Chumash, the source for his din, which is the way the Torah Shebi'al Peh conducts itself. Here we have a beautiful example where Rabbi Akiva saw the structure of the Chumash, the very essence of the evolution of the Torah Shebi'al Peh. We will go into this matter in much depth, but in any case, a good tavach. From what?
Your mail.
Oh, I want to thank you. I received this past week Professor Binyamin Brown's safe book on the Chazon Ish. Someone mailed it to me from America, Amazon, and there's no return address. Now, I'm sure the person who mailed it wants to be Ilum Shem. I just want to remind him, the Chazal say that since it's a gift, Ilum Shem is good in stocker. When it comes to a gift, Chazal say, I think it's Tesla Libes in Shabbos, among other places, Hanaisin Matan Lechaveira Tzarech Laidia. If you give him a matana, just tell him who gave you the matana. That's Mabah Shalom. So if someone who's listening to me was the one who mailed it, I would very much appreciate in hearing who you are to say thank you, because I'm really enjoying the Sefer again. Okay? In any case, we'd say Shabbos, Hakotavach, from Nov Tzion in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, overlooking Sri Beis Mikdashenu. Until next week, be well.